podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Fashion, fashion.
Stop, stop, stop in the name of the law. Stop in the name of good taste.
Stop. It's the Fashion Police.
So much.
I'm more a Blue Heelers theme girl, but that's all
right. I don't understand why, but I know. Okay. All right, I'm going to fade that out. Otherwise, I am going to be distracted and not be able to tell this story.
Mm.
There's a Australian footwear label by the name of Alias May. Have you heard of him?
Is it Alice May?
Oh, it's A-L-I-A-S. That's how you spell Alias.
Yeah.
Certainly not Anus May, but these shoes are. Have a look at. I've sent you the link.
Yeah.
And they've released a dramatic open toe design.
Okay.
Of the Isabel slingback and Issy heels, right? So you girls might know what that means. But essentially, it's a high heel shoe.
Yeah.
And it has a clear section that shows off the middle toes in an unconventional silhouette. So let me paint a picture.
Okay, I haven't seen the photo yet.
So essentially, it's like, you know, like a standard high heel,
mm-hmm.
how you can see the top of the foot.
Oh, yeah, like, skin to the toes. They're then to covered.
And the toes are covered. It doesn't cover the toes. It goes all the way down, and it just covers like the big toe and the little toe, or maybe the next toe as well. But the gap goes all the way right down to the sole, and so the two.
Oh, so it exposes just two toes all the way, and the rest are covered.
Yeah.
So it looks.
Don't they look dumb? They look so dumb.
Okay, it reminds me of hooves.
Yeah. Well, people are saying little pig trotters. Clip, clop, clip, clop.
Yeah, they look like hooves. It looks like you've got your hooves out.
It's giving Mr. Tumnus, is what people say.
That's an amazing description. Okay, now look, you and I aren't really fashion-forward people. So maybe, like, that seems like it'd be uncomfortable to wear too. You're basically giving everyone the middle toe as well.
Yeah.
Like the...
Yeah.
It's like everywhere you walk, you're giving the middle toe.
And then what happens if you've got long toes and one sort of hangs over? Like,
well, I do. Okay, they're saying here you either love them or hate them. People can't be. This is rage bait, yeah?
Oh, well, yeah, but this is the thing. Is it designed to get us talking? I mean, because it's done it, to talk about the brand. Beauty influencer Chloe Morello. Oh, I'm already bored.
No, come on.
She weighed in on the silhouette, explaining why the cutout might present a practical issue for her foot shape. It's because my second toe is less than desirable. Like, maybe if she was at least due north, but alas, she is at a right angle. Okay, so she doesn't like them either.
Yeah. Oh, someone else said that it's a foot equivalent of giving the middle finger. See, I could be a fashion person.
Yeah.
I see it.
Well, look, you'd try.
I've got the... I know. I've got my second toes bigger than my first too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so is mine, I think.
Oh, really?
Like, so your second toe, first small toe...
Yes.
...is bigger, longer than
longer
your
than
big...
Longer than my big toe. It's a... What is it? Greek foot or something? Something.
it's eek something. Freak foot. I don't know if mine is. I think maybe mine is as well.
Mm.
Let's measure them.
Let's get the hot dogs out.
We'll have a little wrestle.
Second toe bigger than the first toe. And you and I both have that.
Yeah.
Greek foot is what it's called.
It's Greek foot. I thought it was freak foot. But
it's Greek foot or Morton's toe, right?
Oh.
And so it affects roughly 3 to 20% of people.
3 to 20%?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. But what does it mean, Basil?
I don't know.
Well, culturally,
yes.
Apparently many traditional foot reading systems view a longer second toe as a sign of natural leadership, drive, and a dominant personality.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Ancient Greeks considered the Greek foot an idea of physical beauty.
Oh, so having that extra long toe is a beautiful thing.
You can call me the Venus de Milo. And also some old European traditions linked it to royal ancestry.
Oh,
And that sounds pretty much like ours.
Yeah. Does that mean because we're both apparently dominant personalities, we then do have to fight the toes. I would love
we
that.
We do. Hoof to hoof. Hoof. Hoof to hoof. Hoof.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Now, sometimes in life you find out things later in life. And, you know, we've spoken about this so often that, you know, for example, I didn't realise that grapes were sultanas for like the longest time.
I know.
Right? And then it just blew my mind that I'm like, everyone else knows that sultanas are grapes, but I just never knew that.
I almost
right?
had to stop being your friend after that one.
That is true. Yeah,
that was
yeah.
a big one.
It was a big one. But I was chatting to a friend yesterday and her partner are going away and they're going to like a tropical staycation, right?
Mm, nice.
And they're going to be doing scuba diving, ooh, like actual scuba diving, right? And they were like, oh, did you guys do scuba diving? I'm like, absolutely not. We snorkeled. Like snorkeling and scuba diving yes. is completely different,
you're
right?
Correct, yeah.
So you have to like train to do scuba diving and yeah.
Do you want to talk about why you're not allowed to do scuba diving? Remember that time?
What was it?
Because you're heavily medicated.
Oh, yes, that's why.
Sea Life Aquarium. I had to swim in the... in the big tank on my own,
yeah,
scuba, because you weren't allowed to in yeah. case you panicked.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That is right. Also, I kind of felt, anyway, it was a whole bunch of feelings. But you really, I mean, you enjoyed it.
Oh, it's one of my brand pillars. You yes. should come to the aquarium with me. I'm insufferable.
Oh, my gosh.
If my kids have to hear the story about the stingray kissing me on the head one
oh
more time.
Oh, my God.
And I get the photos out and everything.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, isn't that great? Anyway, my friends was saying that her partner was like, I'm really looking forward to like scuba diving under the islands and stuff like that.
What?
And she's like, what do you mean? Like, you know, down like near the islands. And he's like, nah, like you know, you can go like under islands and stuff. So he has grown up as an adult and has thought that islands are just floating.
Floating.
They're
there.
Just floating.
You can go under an island.
You can go under an island.
But not like a cave arrangement. Like
no,
it's a fully
like
floating.
A, like a floating. Oh. Like if you go to Bali, if you go to Indonesia, you know how yeah. they've got all those little islands. They're just floating. They're just floating around. You can,
yeah.
just, you can just scuba dive underneath them.
Depending on the currents, New Zealand, you can actually walk to. Because it just bobs up and down the East Coast.
It's so funny because
oh
it's
my
like,
God.
Once she mentioned it to him, he was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that makes sense why stuff doesn't just float, right?
Under,
but isn't that crazy?
Under an island.
He thought that islands just floated.
How do they stay in the same spot, though?
His oh. brain doesn't know. So just in case anyone else is learning this for the first time, islands are actually attached to the Earth.
And also, you're not allowed to scuba dive if you're heavily medicated, yeah. right? We've learned a lot this morning.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Have you got any ushies?
No.
Do you do Woolies?
No.
no
yeah, I do. And I always say no. Although there is one here, oh. I believe. Is that one?
That does look like one. Can I have that for a sec?
No.
Why not?
It's not yours because it's gold in colour and it seems like it might be worth something.
Nah. The gold ones are just, they're quite common.
Okay. No, I always say no because I'm like, and I don't need any more plastic things.
Yeah.
Do you know okay. what I mean? And I, yeah, I know.
The generational change is wonderful because ushies were, I think, this time more mental than ever.
Well, they had swap days.
I think they've done that before. I think the last run of ushies they did, they had as well.
They did? Because, yeah, they had one at OG. Woolies.
I don't remember them selling out so, like, disappearing from shops so frequently and there being such this movement of collecting ushies
yeah.
last time.
Yeah.
It's only got to be like, what, 2-3 years ago? 2 years ago? They
Who
did
know?
It.
I don't know.
Anyway, so I've sort of been sitting back and watching it. Every so often, if I spend $30 at the supermarket, I'll get one or get two and give one each to the girls. So the girls might have two or three
yeah.
around the house and that's about it, right? Mum and Anthony, my stepdad, they went bunta like I've never seen before.
Yeah?
So...
they got ooshed.
They, for some reason, and they say it's because they want to have like a collection and then the kids, the grandies, when they come over, they can play with them. And that's cool.
Okay, right? yeah, that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they were doing stuff like going and spending $30, because it got to a point, I think, where it didn't matter if you spent 60 or 90 or 120, you'd still get one ushi because you'd spend over $30 and you might get one bonus, but that was it.
Oh, that's not fair.
So they were going, spending $30 and then going back through and spending another $30 and going back through.
Wow.
And so they left Woolies one day, I think it was Saturday, just gone.
Yeah.
With like 16 ushi.
16?
Because you know you buy certain products and you get an ushi just straight up.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were doing that. So they have now so much soap and heaps of deodorant and boxes and boxes of tissues. Now, Anthony's a bog buyer anyway.
Okay,
so this is not unusual in that regard.
Yeah.
But I did find the fervor, the how frantic it all got.
Yeah.
Interesting that they were that into it.
And so do they have, like, I'm assuming the ushis come with a pack or some type of display.
There's no display. Well, I think you can buy one, but okay. They're not going to get that. They're going to get a little container or a tub or something to keep them all in. And so then again, when the grandies come over, they can pour them out in the
playroom. Can look at them, but don't touch them.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought. Yeah. That's what, at the moment, they are on the windowsill in the kitchen and it's like a long-ass window.
Be careful with the sun.
Yeah, that's
you
a
never
good point.
Know.
So.
Are they doing swapsies?
I don't think they swapped. I think they may have dipped into the bins of this. Because when they do the swap meets, you're like, yeah, there's bins for all the individual ones. So you put it in, you take, put one in the right one and you take one out.
Right. Okay.
And I think now there might still be, or they're probably already all gone, yeah. But there was towards the tail end, because it was supposed to go to the end of this week, but they're gone. They're all done.
Yeah,
right. So
yeah.
They've wrapped it up, is my understanding anyway. But I think there were, at least in a few places, tubs where you couldn't get fresh ushies in a paper like packet, but you could go to a tub and go, oh, I'll take that one. I'll take that one sort of thing. So, yeah, that's Mum's just messaged me.
Thanks for outing me. Is that what it says?
So out of the set of like 40 or 42 or whatever, they got 35.
Oh, okay. What do they need? Come on, let's help them.
I don't know. I've got no idea. What they need is help.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy say thanks.
Yeah, the Oscars, how they have sort of gift bags for everyone that goes.
Well, yeah, the Oscar nominees in the top categories, they get this everybody wins luxury bag. It's worth $350,000.
Crazy. How American?
$350,000.
So it's not just like 10% off. You know, yeah, 10% off.
Get up to 5% off on Sundays only.
Yeah.
No, they get like trips to private villas in Ibiza or Sri Lanka or Finland. They get like high-end skin products. They get like tummy tucks and liposuction.
Oh, they get all sorts of stuff. Yeah, holidays and that kind of thing. So it's not quite the same at the Logies. Would you believe the scale is slightly different?
We'll give you a double bed sheet from Adairs.
Maybe. Do you want to know? So I don't know if you get a bag just for going or just being nominated, but certainly the gold Logie nominees get a gift bag.
Okay.
Right. And so this year it was Robert Irwin, Julia Morris, Sam Pang, ABC's Lisa Miller, Po Ling Yao, and Ali Langdon.
Yeah.
Oh, and Todd Woodbridge as well, right? So they were the people that got the gold Logie bag.
Mm.
Now, in the gold Logie bag, there is international products spanning jewellery, beauty, wellness, travel, fashion, gourmet food and luxury homewares.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like we're on track with what is in the Oscars bags as well.
Yeah.
Total value?
Yep.
$3,000.
Do you know what? Had I not known about the Oscars, then I would imagine you got a gift bag worth $3,000.
Yeah, I know, right?
You'd be loving it.
Yeah.
But now we're tainted. Now we're tainted because it's $350 for the Oscars.
Do you want to whip through what's in there? Do you want to just like we don't have to go to super.
Yeah. Go on.
Jewelry and a watch from Jared McCabe Jewelers. We might not shout out the businesses.
Nah, right? I reckon it'll take too long.
Jewelry and a watch.
Yep.
Okay. Those would definitely be the ones, the stuff that don't sell. Right?
Yeah, and it would also make up the bulk of this prize, the $3,000.
Would be, yeah, that's fair.
Right?
Didn't think of that.
Yeah.
There's two fragrances.
Oh, is it Britney and...
Their next getaway has been taken care of too, right?
Oh, amazing. Where are we going?
Wherever you want, because you now have personalised passport holders and travel tags.
Nah. No, I feel bad.
We got your next holiday sorted.
Yeah, where?
With a passport holder and a travel tag. But it's got your initials on it.
Wow, yeah. I love that. So good.
Personalised luggage organisers, ultimate hair care travel kit.
Yeah.
Extensive selection of skincare, hair care, and cosmetic products.
Sure, I think I'll leave it to what I've got with my team.
Neck firming serum.
Oh, what are you saying?
Hair rescue stuff.
What are you saying?
Yeah, but you're ugly. Yeah, there's just a whole heap. Oh, Cutler luxury candles.
Nice. And some white glow toothpaste.
Toothpaste is not cheap. That's where it's making up for most of the $3,000 is the...
I've won bigger bags at the Geelong show.
Yeah.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Now, there are certain sort of movements, cultural sort of things that people get sort of really excited about, and then all of a sudden everybody's into it. Like we were talking about ooshies before.
Yeah. Like,
that's less of a thing than this next thing.
Really?
Protein. Okay, indulge me here, okay, just for a minute.
I'm always indulging you.
I know.
It's part of the show. It's why it's so cute.
It's very cute.
The
Tom and Loggy dynamic.
Protein, yeah.
So, yes, as someone who has already had a protein shake this morning and...
When you were drinking it, you were like, thick. And I'm like, I just...
I didn't say, thick. I was like, ooh, thick.
No, you said, thick. And I'm like... Great. Yeah. I don't know. Is that a good thing or not? I'm like, did you shake it?
Like, I did. I should. Yeah, anyway. So there's, and I've got a protein bar right here. So Look, I do buy lots of protein stuff, but I don't know if you've noticed, but more and more.
Yes, you're jacked. You look really good.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Thank you.
Yeah.
So there's more and more stuff on the shelves at the moment that has protein in the name.
Well, I think people are realising that the word protein equals sales, but doesn't necessarily mean protein in the product.
Right. This is where I'm going with it.
Okay.
So you can get like protein yogurts now and you can get water, protein water.
Protein water.
It's like cordial.
Oh,
cordial with protein. Actually, apparently it's pretty good. It's expensive. It's pretty good. Apparently.
That can't be a thing. How is that a thing?
Everything has now plus protein on the packet, right?
Yeah.
But as you say, some stuff is quite clearly just the same thing and they've just written protein on the front to try and sell more of it.
Tom and Loggy, now with more protein.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
So there's the one that I saw and I was like, oh, that's not a thing, right? And then just sort of went on with my life. But it's now, there's quite a backlash about it, is ham, right? You know, you get sliced ham in a packet.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Primo have brought out protein plus ham. And like when I saw that, I was like, you can't get more ham in ham. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, unless you're injecting protein in ham.
Even then, like, I don't think you can do that. I think it's just ham is ham, right? You're not going to be able to eat it, and if you put whey protein into, that's milk and ham. That's not going to, surely no good. So they're advertising it as protein plus ham because people out there, I guess, don't know that protein, like ham, has protein in it anyway, like is a good source of protein.
Okay.
Right, and same with chicken. You can now get protein plus chicken. And it's like, no, guys, come
on. That's just the saying the same thing.
Chicken, right?
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, so the ham with the plus protein has like 19 grams of protein per serve, okay? Which is twice as much as a regular Primo ham, right? So you look at how? You look at the serving size.
Oh!
And so the regular Primo ham, a serving size is 50 grams and the other one is 100 grams. And so that's how you get your double per serving.
Do you feel like smarter than the average bear? Like,
a little bit. I'm dialed into this stuff now, obviously. But like how ridiculous is, and do you know what? You'll pay $6.90 for the punnet of the protein one and $3.95 for a normal.
Oh!
Just eat twice as much, guys.
Shouldn't you have better brain with more protein? Be figure it out.
No, that's creatine.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you about creatine. So
creatine is a...
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
Max Holmes joining us in the studio from the Cats. You've not been quite so speedy over the last month or so, mate, but we saw a video yesterday on socials of you skipping along.
Yep. No, it's going really well at the moment.
Yeah.
Feeling really good and starting to run a bit this week. And today I'm going to run at 100% body weight for the first time. So that should be interesting. See how that goes. And hasn't been too sore. So it's happy with me this week.
Yeah.
Ankle. So we'll keep moving forward and see how it progresses.
Is rehab, like, even though you're an elite athlete, is rehab a pain in the ass for you? Like, because I'm really bad with rehab.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I think the thing is with being an elite athlete, you are lucky that, you kind of, everything's there for you, like set up. So I guess a little bit of the, you know, getting up and doing it, like that hard bit is kind of forced for you. So
what's your job at that point, isn't
it? Well, exactly. So, it's a pain in the ass. It's been long days and it's pretty isolating for the rehab boys. You kind of No, you know, you do. You see all the boys, but it's like you're doing your own thing all day, so it's like it's a bit weird. So I feel bad for all those long term injured boys. But
it's also hard to
too long.
Hard to talk to each other when you've got the big cone around your neck, you know. So you don't lick your wounds.
Now, the other part of rehab, that's a nice little addition, is this rough and ruggedness that we've found you with.
You can't shave when you're doing rehab, is that the rule?
Is that part of your routine?
Yep. It's my rehab beard and it started because I was on one leg, I couldn't shave, and I was like...
What?
It'd just be crooked.
Then one of the boys said, like, Max, just put a chair down. I'm like, it's a really good point, but I'm on this now, so... we're just letting it go, and I think it's hit its limit. So I've had people telling me to grow a Jimmy Bartel. But I had a look at that the other day. That was wild. I think I'm a little bit off that.
How does Jess, your partner, feel about that one?
Yeah, she's not a fan of it. Yeah. I've never had it either, so she's like, didn't really know that this is what I could get to, and not a big fan.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's patchy. I'd say you could do better. That's what I'd say.
It's not luscious and thick, but as someone who, I'm a patchy boy, I can't even grow what you've got there, so you know,
great.
You're doing well.
It's not bad.
Look, I can grow better, but that's all right.
Yeah, that's a cultural thing.
Why'd you put yourself down like that?
Well, if she doesn't, I will.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. I'm getting in first.
All right, mate. It's good to see you up and about. And so are we talking about a return? What can we tell people? What are we allowed to say about when we're going to see Max Holmes back out on the park?
I don't know. Well, if you listen to Scotty's presses, I'm not back all year, so.
Ah, okay.
Well, it's better to surprise people than, you know, let them down.
He has said to me, and I guess he said in the press the other day, that he won't listen to my timeline, so.
He'll
listen to the professionals, and I am not that, so. I guess it's irrelevant when I think.
Okay.
I'll play this week.
Good to know. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, that would be a big surprise, you running out with the beard. Be like, who's that guy?
If I play, it's going.
Okay.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggie podcast.
I'm someone that needs a keychain, like fundamentally in my life, to have all of my keys on, as a normal person does with a keychain. Well, I thought it was normal, but my sister, I've discovered, has a house key just loose. Just raw dogs her house key. It's just one key that opens the door to her house, and it's just a silver key, not with a ring on it at all.
No.
Nothing to hold on to, just a key. And that's how she lives her life.
Do you think that she is emboldened by the knowledge that she lives on the same block as your brother and his family and also your parents, yeah?
No,
so they're and Baba and Dedor, they're all on the same block, right? So no matter what happens, she's never far from a spare key.
Well, that may be the truth, but I still don't understand how you can't have your house key on your car key or some form of keychain that keeps things together.
Oh, I agree.
That is wild to me. I lose everything.
Mm.
I need to have it tethered to me in some way, shape or form. So this is crazy, yeah?
Yeah, it is. Sean in Cario, good morning. Do you raw dog keys?
I certainly do not. I am definitely an organised person and everything has their place and everything is where I left it.
Doesn't that give you stress? Like to know that not someone's really. Out? No, doesn't it give you stress to know someone's out there just with one key not holding on to anything?
Well, I'm thinking she's got that key in a very safe spot. Perhaps a bra?
No, I don't. No, Sean. And oh, thank you not to think about my sister's bra.
He's already on social.
Get out of there.
He's doing the cheeky sneak. Sean, we're going to have to blacklist you. Steve from Teesdale, what about you, mate? Do you raw dog keys?
Yeah, mate, I've got we got two cars and I've got a motorbike, and each one for me has a separate key that I carry on its own. So if I've got to take one car, I take one key with me. That's it.
Why?
I just don't like having things in my pocket, to be honest with you.
But what about like the bipper to get in the garage, or what about the key for the house?
Same thing. Like I'll take one key with me, or just leave a door unlocked somewhere.
All right.
Steve, so, you live life, and I don't want to knock it, but I will. It's just too stressful for me.
It's too stressful for me.
Like, I don't know how you do it.
It's crazy.
Too many keys. It's too clanky in my pockets. No good.
Steve wants less clank. That's what he's asking for.
Yeah, whereas I think Sean wants more clank. Just picking up a vibe.
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.